is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. We're still here in Edinburgh, Scotland, and we have another NLP trainer from around the world for you to listen to and enjoy. Yvonne Van Dyke, hello.
Hello, Kathleen.
Nice to have you here.
Oh, it's gorgeous to sit here with you.
Thank you. So, Yvonne, you are from Austria.
Yeah.
Great. And what is the name of your institute there?
IDEA Institute.
IDEA. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Many ideas.
And how long have you been in NLP?
I remember that was the time where there was no internet, so pretty long time.
Long time ago. How did you first find out about NLP?
I read a book. Now, actually, I read a newspaper about psychology, and there was an article in, and they were not too fond about NLP, and all they claimed is not too good. I said, hey, that's gorgeous. I need to know more about it.
It built up your curiosity. Yeah. It's much like Richard says, you know, when he first learned about hypnosis, everyone was going, oh, don't do that.
Oh, it's dangerous.
And that was like, whoa, I got to learn more about this.
Yeah.
And what was your first experience with Dr. Bandler?
My first experience with Dr. Bandler was in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. My husband gave it to me as a present. First I said, I want you to get to know the source, you know, I want really go to the source of NLP. And he said, that's far too expensive at those days. And he gave it to me as a present for Christmas. And this was the very first meeting with Richard. And it's not too much if I say it changed my life profoundly, really profoundly.
Great.
And yeah, it was amazing.
And what do you do at IDEA Institute?
We run NLP trainings, practitioner and master pregs and coach education, and also some sales training, magnetic selling.
Magnetic selling?
Yes, and you know, magnetic, yeah, like this. And I do very much corporate training for companies and also personal coaching.
Wow, it sounds like you're busy.
Yes, many ideas. That's the problem. Yeah, watch out for your goals.
In the corporate trainings, so you mentioned sales. Yeah. Are there other aspects of corporate training that
you do
as well?
Yes, of course. I do trainings for the leaders, leadership training, mm-hmm. and team building and stuff like this, and also organizational development.
Ah.
That's my favorite one, yeah. Mm.
And do you still get some time to see private clients as well?
Or? Very little. So really, it's too little. The only thing I can't resist is to work with kids.
Yes.
Because it's simply so amazing to see how their learning strategies are and how fond they are to get new ways of learning. Yeah, and really mm-hmm. get back to the roots, the way they used to learn before. And that's, I can't resist. Yeah.
And you have, what, three children?
Three children, yeah.
and your little one now, have you noticed a difference in raising him with NLP as a skill and a tool?
What a question. It's dangerous to raise kids with NLP and to watch them, you're with the eyes.
Yes.
And it's really, for me, one of the mottos I learned out of NLP is see more, listen better, and feel better. Mm-hmm. And it's really, yeah, I see more the way he grows up. The way he accesses things, it's amazing, yeah? Like, we were in Thailand and he wanted to have a toy. Mm-hmm. And he finally just said, yeah, Mommy, he made it seven balloons with seven balls, yeah? In a row. And it was so easy for him. And I said, who shot for you? And he said, Mommy, it was me. And I couldn't believe it. And he said, it was easy. Yeah, there was, I just like in the computer games, there was a red hair, crosshair, yeah? And when it was green, I shot, and that was it. So
he was using DHE,
yes,
Design Human Engineering.
Yeah. No, he's not allowed to be in the seminar any longer.
What is, if you could share with us, is there some particular line or phrase that Richard has said that really hits home for you, that has a lot of meaning for you?
Yes, that's you go first, yeah. That's the most important line for me, because for me it's important in various aspects. Like, you go first means take care of yourself, make sure you are in a good state, and it also means you affect the other people by just being you, be yourself, and that's the most important line for me. You go first.
You go first. Mm. That's what we were just talking to Dr. Edie Perry, and she was saying that same similar phrase.
Yeah.
Said, you know, that the state goes first.
Yeah.
You have to get into the state first before you can affect change. It's wild. When you first started training with Dr. Bandler, what were some of the differences that you noticed?
Some is a good thing, it was so many differences. Like when I started up with the training, you know, I was, as I told, there were was no internet and stuff like this, but only I found one homepage in a very special center that was yours. And you did the DAG at those days, and I didn't really know DAG, so I wanted to learn NLP at those days. And so I started up with an Austrian institute, and I thought it was a good choice at those days, and it was, And then I realized that I was very busy cooking by recipes or instant meals, So I got very precise, written handouts. And this kind of kept me away from my creativity. And when I worked with Richard then, and I was attended the seminar, it was kind of a whole other world appeared to me. And finally, I found out about the ingredients.
Right.
And I learned what's it to really cook. Yeah, take what's there and make a fantastic and delicious meal, a meal that's not according to my taste, but to the taste of the person I work with.
Right.
And this made a big, big difference to me.
Yeah, that's an excellent metaphor. We use that a lot in when we're starting out a practitioner program. It's, you know, we could teach you how to make a chocolate cake.
Yeah.
And you'd be very good at a chocolate cake by the end of the seminar. However, somewhere down the road, if someone asks you to make an angel food cake, you might be out of luck.
Yeah.
But if we teach you how each of the ingredients work, you know, and how what the relationships are, then you can make whatever recipe you want.
Yes.
You can make a banana mango cake if you want, once you know.
Anything, really.
Yeah. I think that's the big difference about going to the source.
Yes.
Did you find for yourself, too, that certain things that you had learned very well all of a sudden made not only more sense, but a different sense?
Totally different sense. And also what was very important to me was that I finally found out, you need to start up with the attitude, And we started up with the skills.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the attitude was not first. And that is why this sentence, you go first, means so much to me too.
Right.
Because if you've got the right attitude and the curiosity and really the kind of right approach to it, you can do so much more, and it's so much more fun to learn it.
Yeah, I remember when I first learned the meta model from Dr. Bandler after I had thought I understood what it was. And I think the biggest difference he made for me was that the meta model was actually something you could use to set direction for your client.
Yeah.
And it wasn't something that you could beat somebody up with, like, oh, you made a mistake, that was a metamodel violation, you know. And it was something that you badgered somebody with, as opposed to a real tool that you could use to set direction. And that just opened my eyes and my mind to all kinds of possibilities.
It was amazing to me that you kind of, you have just the ingredients, and you can combine everything, like the meta model with the meta programs. If you combine it and stuff like this, it's simply fun to work with it, and it makes sense to the people, and they know what to do with it. And in normal life, and not only in a seminar context, or in a clinical context or something like this, but everywhere,
in
business, with kids, and going on the road, every place,
When you are training, I'm sure you've had so many experiences that are rewarding, but is there one in particular that comes to mind?
Oh, that's really hard to say because there are so many, as you say, so many experiences. Some were absolutely touchy, like being grateful to be able to accompany people. Thanks to Richard, thanks to all the trainers I had, like John, Kathleen. And but the funniest one, and the coincidence control center was there. That was, we were working on phobias and fears. And one guy had a fear of snakes. And so we worked on it, and I said, what a shit. Now we can't make sure, we can't prove. And we were sitting in an Austrian garden, yeah, and outside, and there was a big rock, and we were sitting next to that big, big rock, and all of a sudden a few small pieces of the rock came down, and people were passing by above it, yeah. And I was joking and saying, hey, that would be fun if a snake will fall on your head. Just fun, yeah, because nobody ever finds a snake in Austria.
Right.
And only 3 minutes later, a snake fell down, not on his head, but on the head of a woman we worked on a plane flight, a fear of flying. Yeah, I think we took one fear and installed the next one.
He left when the snake fell.
Yes. No, he was absolutely okay, and all the other people freaked out.
Then you had to do it again for everyone else. That's funny. What are some of the things that you'd like to do that you haven't done yet with NLP?
Oof, so many. Like, finally, go on with writing my book. I'm writing on at the moment. It's about leadership. Mm-hmm. And there is also a project I work on since 4 years. That's the name of the institute is Idea Institute. And it's not by chance, of course. It's about getting ideas into action. Mm. Not only into action, but also successful and fulfilled. It's most important. And I developed the Idea Loop. That's a special tool and attitude to work first of all for yourself, to see what are my strengths in putting ideas into action, where am I good at and what can I develop. Mm-hmm. So, and with the and NLP and NHR, of course, you can work and build the abilities you need to finish up and stuff like this. And also to work with groups, with teams, that's another part of it. It's very good for team development. Mm-hmm. And company in Austria is working with that loop since 2 years. They use it for selection of people for jobs, but only trained people with it, you know. They need to know how to handle it. And then they develop, that's kind of personal development. Yeah, they can really help the people to develop the skills they need for their job, and especially to enjoy the job. Yeah,
that's most now, will important. This actually come out in a book?
Yes, in a book, and it's also a separate product, and mm-hmm. I do separate seminars also that are called Idea Loop, yeah, and See More is the label for it, yeah, mm-hmm. like See More stands for competence, what's important, of course, and also the confidence, because there are many very competent people around, and they haven't got the confidence, and they can't get through. And on the other hand side, we know people that are very confident, mm-hmm. and all the hot air comes out. And so if it's both together, it's congruence, and that is a big chance if it's that way. And so that are also the levels I work on in a seminar, most important to me.
Well, I look forward to seeing that book.
Yeah. Need the time for it, that's it.
So how would people find out about you? Do you have a website?
Oh, yes, of mm-hmm. course. That's www.id.co.at.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's www.
Yeah.
Dot ID, the letter ID.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And dot co.
Yes.
Dot at.
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I hope people come to the website and find out more about Yvonne van Dyck.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank you very much for being with us today, sharing your ideas. And this is Kathleen Laval, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. And stay tuned for more trainers from around the world.